Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Yuma, Perik Dalin, Mishnah Beis. Kasha, the Kangala would tie. Loshen Sel Zahiris, a strip of wool that was red. B'roish Soryam Ishtalech. Between the horns, on the head of the Soryam Ishtalech. This is based on the Pasuk of Yechatoechem Kashanim, Kashalak Yalbinu. We want the red to turn white. That's a simon of Kaparas Avinus. V'yamidai, then we would position the Soryer, this particular goat, Keneged Beis Shiluchai, by the Shar HaMizrach, that's the way it's going to be let out of the Beis HaMikdash. V'la Nishcha, as far as the other goat, the one that's going to be shechted for the Karban Chatas, Keneged Beis Shchitasai. The Loshon Shel Zahiris was wrapped around the throat neck area. So I accomplished two things over here. First of all, not to confuse the Soryer Mishtaleach and the Soryer Lashem, because the red strip is tied around two different places. By the Soryer LaZazel, it's around the horns, and by the Soryer LaShem, it's around the throat. And it also helped us to prevent the mix-up between these goats and Stam, other goats, that have no strip of red around them at all. Sakta Mishnah Vayitra. Bali the Kohen Gadol now came to Eitzel Paroi, back to his par, Shnia, for a second time. He had already said Vidui on his par, like we learned about in Perik Gimel, Mishnah Ches. The Saimach Shayadavalov, he leans his two hands on its head between the horns on Misvada, and he says Vidui. But I don't understand. He already leaned on this par and said Vidui. That's what we learned in Peri Gimel Mishnah Ches. Why is he doing it a second time? And the answer is, first, he said Vidui on himself and on his own family. Now he's doing it on behalf of all the Kehanim. The Kachay Aimer, this is what he would say at this point. Ano Hashem, please Hashem, I admit to you, Meravisi, Pashati, Chotasi Lefanecha, Ani Ubeisi, Ubenei Aharin, Am Kedoshecha. So the first time he just did Shuvah for himself and his family. Now that he's a Zakai, now that his Shuvah was accepted, he's going to the next phase. He repeats the Shuvah for himself on behalf of his family and for all of the Kehanim. That's the main thing. Ani Ubeisi, Ubenei Aharin, Am Kedoshecha. Karkasa v'teres Moshe Avdecha, as it is written in the Torah, given over through Moshe, your Eved, ki v'yayim hazay yechapra aleichem, on this day there will be a kapara on you, letayer eschem, to purify all of you, mikol chateseichem, from all of your chatoim, lifnei Hashem titaru, before Hashem you will be purified. V'hein oinen achrev, when he says Hashem's name, they all respond and fall to the ground and bow down, saying, baruch shem kavod malchusai li'olam vay. Now we have to do something very important, which we said we were going to do, when we were learning Peri Gimel Mishnah Ches. Let's go back and teach these words. What's the difference between Avisi, Pashati, and Chatasi? So they're all a shyness of Chet. Avisi, like, I twisted something out of shape. I did something wrong. I distorted things. Sometimes when someone does something very wrong that can't be fixed, we say it's Me'uvias She'ini Yochel Liskan. Shepashati means I was a Pasheya. I was terribly negligent. Sometimes the word Pasheya is used in a sense of a merida. Pasha Yisrael Begufan refers to someone who doesn't want to wear tefillin. If you've learned Masechtas Bava Kama, so you know what a Pshia is. It just doesn't care. It's totally negligent. And a Chet is a Chet, is a sin. Now, why is he saying it in this order? Avisi, Pashati, and Chatasi. Actually, this is the opinion of Reb Meir. Reb Meir bases this on the Pasuk, V'hisvada olav eskalavainis b'nei Yisrael, eskal Pasheyam l'chal Chataisa. According to the Chacham, however, the order should be Chatasi, Avisi, and Peshati. And here's why. Avainos, according to the Chacham, refers to someone doing something b'mezid. There was a sandwich that was not kosher. I knew it was not kosher. I'm not a shaygig, I have no excuses. But I ate it because I was hungry. It was over in Avera b'mezid. Peshoyim is worse. Peshoyim is a lashon of merida. I didn't even have any taiva for it. I just wanted to prove a point that I'm not scared of anything. And chatayis refers to a chet that was done b'shaygeg. I ate the sandwich, but I didn't know the sandwich was not kosher. So the Chachamim say that avisi, peshati, chatasi is a difficult order to understand. First he does tshuva on the things that he did b'mezid. Then he does tshuva on the things that he did as an open merida, as a rebellion. Then he turns around and does tshuva on the things he did b'shaygeg. What kind of an order is that? Rather, the order should be, Hashem, I may have done something b'shagig wrong, please be meichel me. And you know, maybe it was even b'mezid. Please be meichel me on that. And maybe it was even worse. Maybe it was even a merida against you. So we go chatasi, avisi, peshati. That's the order according to the Chachamim. By David also it says, chatani mavisenu, havinu vehirshanu. First comes the Lashon of Chet. And the Allah is like the Chachamim. I, Moshe Rabbeinu said, noise avain upesha v'chata, Chet was at the end. Now there pshat is Moshe said before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that when the Yidden are chaitin, they do tshuva, please the Banshalot, bring down their level of chait. And Avera that was bemazed, punish them only as if it wasn't Avera b'shaiking. But when a person is saying vidui, so then you work your way up from Hashem, please be moichel me on the Averas that weren't so bad, and then please, can I be so daring as if to ask you to be moichel me on even more serious Averas, and then we are very bold and we say, Hashem, could you even be moichel me on a merida? That's the way a person does tshuva. Okay, quickly chazering over what we learned in our Mishnah. We said the Kohen Gadol tied the ritzua, the strip of wool that was red, based on the pasuk of Yechatechem Kashanim Kashela Gilbino, we wanted to turn white. And when the Yidden were Zoicha, miraculously it would turn white, as we're going to see later. He tied it to the head of the Sora Mishdaleach, the Sora Lazazel, between his horns, and it was positioned Keneged Beis Shiluchai, that's the Shar HaMizrach, where it's set to go out from. For the Sora Lashem, the one that's going to be a Chatas, the Lashon Shel Zahiris was tied Keneged Beis Shchidasai, on the place where it would be shechted, and this was done so they shouldn't be confused, and also that we shouldn't confuse these two Seirim with Stam and the other Seirim. Afterwards we said that Kohen Gadol comes back to his power for a second time, the power is still between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. He leans both hands on it, between the horns, and says Vidui for a second time. First he just said Vidui for himself and his own family. Now that he was zeichet to a personal kapara, he says Vidui for himself, his family, and for all of the Kohanim. We said his Lashon is Ano Hashem, Karpinoli, Avoinoi, Sulapashoyim, Vilechatoyim. Shavisi, Veshepeshati, Veshechatasi, Lefanech. We explained from the Bat Tanura that this is the opinion of Rav Meir. Avisi, Peshati, Chatasi. And it's based on the Pasuk, Vesvadu Alos Kalavainis Bnei Yisrael, is called Peshayim Lechon Chataisa. The Chachamim disagree, because they say avaynas refers to things that were done b'mezid, on purpose. Pishayim refers to things that were done not just on purpose, but it was done with the sake of, I don't care. Not because you wanted it. You wanted to show a rebellion. That's the worst kind of a chet. And chatois, that refers to things that were done b'shaygik. So when you do tshuva, we go mikal alachamer. We start out by saying, Hashem, could you be michael me on the things I did b'shaygik? Yes? Can I ask for even more? Can you be michael me on the Averis b'mezid, and then we get really bold, and we say, Hashem, could you be Michael me even when I was like a mechutzif, and I did things as a pshia, as a merida? That would be the order according to the Chachamim, and indeed the Bat Tanura told us that the halacha is like the Chachamim.